Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
It's Calling the Shots News Update.
I am Sean Guastamacchia. NBA scoreboard, Kyrie Irving back in action for the Boston Celtics. He missed the previous two games due to a hip injury. Right now, the Celtics on top of the Knicks, 65-54 with 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. As for Kyrie, 7-14 from the field, 16 points, 8 rebounds, and 4 assists. Elsewhere, Oklahoma City, they're all over Miami, 55-38 in the second quarter. And Memphis nursing a four-point lead over the Charlotte Hornets, 87-83. Anthony Davis spoke for the first time since his agent demanded a trade, that is Rich Paul, earlier in the week. Davis, speaking about the trade demand, talks about why he wants out of New Orleans.
Think about my career and, you know, my future, you know, your legacy, well, my legacy. You know, I've had that question before, legacy over money. And I'm all about legacy. You know, the money comes and goes. You know, when I get done playing or leave this earth, what is my legacy going to be?
So are the Celtics a possible destination for Anthony Davis? Well, not according to his father, Anthony Davis Sr., who speaking to ESPN said, and I quote, "I would never want my son to play for Boston after what they done to Isaiah Thomas." We'll keep an eye on that one. Later tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, James Harden and the Rockets take on the Nuggets. Harden looking to continue his streak of consecutive games with 30 or more points scored. He's at 24 straight right now, and he also 11 straight games of 35 points or more, which is the fifth longest in NBA history. More NBA news. New Mavericks All-Star Kristaps Porzingis is not expected to play again this season or play at all for this season. That according to Mavericks owner Mark Cuban, who spoke to ESPN today and said he probably won't play this season. Remember, Porzingis tore his ACL last February while playing for the Knicks. And NBA Commissioner Adam Silver, he will add Dwayne Wade and Dirk Nowitzki to the All-Star game. Both legends are expected to retire at the end of this season. Let's check the college basketball scoreboard there. We have trouble. Top five, the Michigan Wolverines, they right now, and I'm surprised by this, they're playing in Iowa City. They are losing to the Hawkeyes 74-59 with just a minute left in the game. So number five, Michigan Wolverines, my Michigan Wolverines there, Keith, yeah, will go down tonight to the Iowa Hawkeyes.
What's up with your boys, man?
Just a second loss.
Let me, though, you know, it's interesting. And I know we over the first 2 weeks of this program being right here on Fantasy Sports Network, we haven't done a lot of college hoops. And you and I are both big college hoops guys. And once the NFL goes bye-bye, we will talk a lot more college hoops, I promise. And if callers want to hear about it, we'll do that as well, 844-84-FNTSY. But, Sean, you follow this Michigan team as close as anyone. I watch a very well-rounded team. But one thing that has struck me, and you tell me if I'm wrong,
yep,
I don't feel like they have that assassin. I don't feel like they have that killer on this team that can lead them. I don't know. Am I missing something?
Yeah, no, you might be right there. I mean, Jordan Poole is the guy that
he's good.
Has to mature.
He's really good.
Yeah, it's only his second year, though. He has to mature into that guy because he has the physical skill set to be that guy. Simpson, the point guard, he's steady. He's a heady player.
Yep.
He's a junior now. You're right. I mean, Matthews, I mean, I could go on and on. Barzdikas, he's a freshman. I mean, I don't know what to expect from him. He's had his ups and downs. So you're right. You're right on with that. John Beilon's a great, excellent coach. I feel like they always have an advantage going into mostly every game because of Beilon. I think he'll figure it out. It's just a matter of the right matchup. I don't know if they match up well with, like, the Dukes of the world, because
right.
I think they'll have a tough time with the Dukes of the world. But, hey, maybe they'll get lucky and they won't have to play Duke in the tournament.
I mean, that's what you got to hope for if you're Michigan. Listen, I had this conversation with someone earlier today, not on the air, that I would find myself – actually, it was at physical therapy with my PT. I find it difficult to see how someone will beat Duke come March Madness. I really do firmly believe that as long as those four freshmen are healthy, I think Duke is cutting down the nets come whatever it is, April 2nd or 3rd, whenever the championship game is.
You know, I tend to agree with you there. I mean, if I want to go Duke or the field, I'll take the field. Just because there's so many more options.
Duke.
I don't think Duke is, yeah. You would take Duke. That's surprising because I don't think Duke's the head and shoulders above everyone else. They are, right, the favorites. I would agree with you. But, you know, Tennessee, you have Michigan, Kentucky might mature and get better as the season, Kansas, you know, the usual suspects. I'd take the field over that. You know, I'm not sold on those freshmen just yet. I think they're the most talented team by far, but I'm not sold yet. And maybe Michigan State. You never know, Michigan State. Tommy Izzo, can he win a second championship? I mean, seriously, he hasn't won since 2000. He's had some really good teams. There's no pressure on Tommy Izzo to win. It's amazing to me.
Yeah.
It's amazing to me. One other piece of news I want to get to you there, Keith. Ryan Tannehill, according to Armando Salguero of the Miami Herald, expected to be cut this offseason. Of course, Tannehill's played his whole career in Miami for the Dolphins, so that's big news if that does happen. Keith, that is the news for this hour. I am Sean Guastamacchia.
Oh, you certainly are, Sean. Great stuff, as always, with our news update. Lot to get into. Keep it here. Calling the shots. Keith Irizarry.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Check it out.
Wanna be ballers, shot callers.
Shot caller.
It's Calling the Shots with Keith Irizarry.
Hour number two, Calling the Shots. Keith Irizarry. Can't wait to continue to spend more time with you. 844-84-FNTSY. 844-843-6879. Man, we're having some fun. You know, hour number one flew by so quickly, we never even got into our prop bets. This is a short segment, so let's do this. And I know people at home are waiting for this, and sometimes these are things that unfortunately, it's going to be a little bit later. You might not be able to gamble on these, but we'll tell you what we think about some of the interesting props, mostly NBA-related, tonight. A little bit later in the hour, Sean and I are going to break down some of the Super Bowl prop bets that are jumping out to us. Joe Curley from the Ventura County Star. He's a Rams reporter. I've had him on my programs a bunch. He will join us at 9:40 Eastern. So that'll be a good time, kind of breaking down all things that he's seen for the Rams, not just this week preparing, but the whole year. Joe is as tuned in and locked in with the LA Rams as anyone I have ever met. Really fast, I want to get into this story. I know I got like 90 seconds, but I want to get into the story. You see this Saquon Barkley and Baker Mayfield wager thing? And it struck me. Obviously, we talk about gambling a lot. We talk about fantasy football a lot on this network. And there is now a little wager. So Saturday night, we'll find out whether it's Baker Mayfield, Saquon Barkley. Typically, those are probably the two that will end up 1 and 2 in this Rookie of the Year vote. Saquon said, the loser has got to get someone else a chain, meaning, you know, it's a big thing with young athletes. You rock a chain, you wear a chain, whatever it is. Saquon had 1,307 rushing yards. He told Cleveland.com, we get to pick the chain. We get to have fun with it because obviously everyone's talking about who's going to win. Now, Barkley did win the Pepsi NFL Rookie of the Year. That was a fan vote on Thursday. Oh, I think it's cool. Saquon ended up with, 3,725 yards, 27 touchdowns. Barkley said, Baker is amazing. He went 1, I went 2. He won Heisman, I won Pepsi Rookie of the Year. Nothing I can say bad about Baker. One of my good friends, we're actually doing a trip with each other coming up soon. I just love his play, what he did for Cleveland this year. I love it, man. I like that these athletes are getting into that. Fun stuff. A lot more coming up. Calling the Shots. Keith Irizarry, Fantasy Sports Network, Fantasy Sports Radio.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
You You know, whenever this song comes on, I wonder if I'm supposed to just freeze for a second, not say anything, not move. I'll call the shots. Keith Irizarry, Fantasy Sports Network, Fantasy Sports Radio. Had some fun with the Saquon conversation, Baker Mayfield conversation. We'll do our prop bets in just a few moments. But first, something I did today, I was kind of trying to crunch some numbers and try to figure out like matchups I'm looking forward to. I know all week long, as the NBA has kind of, I don't know, taken us by storm and dominated the news cycle, I didn't get into the things I wanted to some of the moments, right? I mean, it just happens. It gets away from you, is what it is. If we look at what the Rams' interior alignment have done, 25 sacks. Obviously, a lot of that is Aaron Donald. The dominance of interior linemen, there has only been two times that the Patriots in either the AFC Championship or in the Super Bowl have played against teams that have gotten 20 sacks or more by their interior linemen. Okay? They were the Eagles, they were the Giants. Both times, Patriots lost those games in the Super Bowl. So a little food for thought, just something. You're crunching numbers, you are thinking about how am I going to bet this game. There's a little thing for you to have in the back of your mind. The other part, Tom Brady, when he gets pressured, like if you can hit him, you can cause issues. If we go by what's happened so far in the postseason, he's been hit once. If you go by what happened this whole year, the two guards on this team, and I went over this yesterday, giving up 11 hits on him in whatever it was, 2,599 snaps. I don't have the number in front of me, but something to that effect. All right. When there is pressure off the edge, Tom Brady has a 118.7 passer rating. When it's on the interior, 63. So again, something to note. Rams defense led the NFL in interior pressure, almost 17%. Now let's go on the other side. The Patriots defensive line has been pretty stout. One of the better defensive lines against the run this season. The Rams during the postseason, they flipped the script. They're not passing as much. They're averaging almost 200 yards per game in the playoffs on the ground with Gurley and C.J. Anderson. Now let's go to the Patriots. And we talk about their offensive line and how they're going to kind of counteract what the Rams can do. The Patriots have the number one pass-blocking offensive line, the number three run-blocking offensive line. Like, throw all these things together and it kind of lends itself to believe that the Patriots should win this game. And I thought something interesting that Brandon Lang said in hour number one when he joined me. It's crazy to think that literally two very costly plays. Otherwise, we're sitting here today and I'm talking about what Patrick Mahomes and what Drew Brees will be doing on Sunday. Pass interference is called against the Rams. Saints had, I think, a 98% chance of winning. I'll take those odds. If Dee Ford isn't offsides, lining up in the neutral zone, and Dee Ford is a good player, a Pro Bowl player who made a mistake, Brady throws an interception. Chiefs win the game. We have Chiefs Saints. It's amazing how this goes. All right, I've done all that. Got a couple of minutes here. Let's get to our prop bets. We're running a little bit late on it. Today, Sean picked all of our prop bets. So I'm going to just turn it over to Sean. You lead us through this. I'll make some picks with you. Obviously, we're a little bit later than we normally are, so let's not cheat. Let's not look at anything that's already going on.
All right, let's go. Let's go Super Bowl prop bets you want to start with, right? Or you want to start in-game prop bets, basketball?
No, let's do our in-game prop bets first.
All right,
let's do those.
Let's do this. All right. Paul George over, under 25.5 points scored.
I don't even know who the Thunder are playing tonight.
The Thunder,
why am I blanking? Who are the Thunder playing tonight?
Action
the Heat?
Against the Houston Rockets.
Is it the Heat?
Oh, no. The Heat. Sorry, the Heat.
The Thunder are playing the Heat,
yeah.
Aren't they?
Yeah, don't
pick. Paul George is on fire. I'll go over on that.
Okay, so should we update everyone on the
I haven't looked at the score. I don't know what he's doing. I'm just going to say over. What are you doing?
I was going to say over as well.
All right, so we both go over. You want to tell us what he's doing right now?
Yes, 26 points at the half.
Hey, so you know what?
So
let's change this then.
Yeah. All right.
All right, so let's change this. And we did this with the James Harden bet that we did last week. So we already know he's at 26. The over-under originally was 27.5.
Yep.
Let's go. Let's move it to 39.5.
I'm going over.
You'll go over on 39.5?
Yeah, how about
you? I'll go over too. Let's see if I can get you. If I go 44.5, can I get
under.
You to take under?
I'm going under. Yep.
All right, so let's make it 44.5.
Okay.
Sean goes under. I'll go over. I need to make up points against you.
I like that. Okay, let's have a little fun here. It's a double-double here. So I'm going to give you a player and the result, the team result. Josh Richardson, 15 points plus Miami wins. That's plus 240 if you think that if that comes out. Would you take that? Would yes or no?
All right, I'm going to say no because, again, I haven't looked at the score yet, but if Paul George has 26 points, I'm going to assume the Thunder are winning already. So I'm going to say no to anything involving Miami winning.
Correct. So Josh Richardson's at 6 points.
Are you taking any of that?
No. It's at halftime, so it's kind of
– What is the score at half? Let me see.
They're down by 20.
Oh, wow.
Lead.
Whoa.
So
it's a 19-point lead. Yeah.
All right, Rudy Gobert, over, under 13.5 rebounds tonight.
Oh, I think Rudy Gobert might grab 40 rebounds tonight. He was crying. He was angry. He's not an all-star. Rudy Gobert, yeah, he could grab like – what's the record in a game is like, 42 or something like that. He might grab 78 rebounds tonight. I'm kidding, but I'll go over.
I'll go under. I'll go under just to be different.
You're going over?
Yeah, no, I'm going to go under. Under 13.5.
Nice. I'll go over. Okay.
All right.
What else we got?
Did we pick James Harden? 36.5 points scored
tonight. No, we didn't do anything with him. What do we got? 36.5. Rockets are on the road against Denver.
He's getting that.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go over, too. I can't go under on that.
Jason Tatum.
I haven't looked at Knicks and Celtics. Did you?
No, I have not.
Don't look.
I'm not.
I see you have Kyrie and Jason Tatum. What are you going? Over or under for Kyrie, 23.5?
All right. Kyrie, I'm going over, 23.5.
I wanted to go over, too. Yeah, I can't do it. We're both going over.
All right, so how about this? Fourth quarter just started. Celtics are up 7 on the Knicks. Kyrie's at 19.
Okay.
Let's move it.
Nice.
Kyrie's at 19 points.
What do you want to move the line to?
26.5 points over under.
He's got 19. I'll go over 26.5.
I think I would too. All right, how about this? 28.5 over under for Kyrie. I'm going under that. I'd go under.
Oh. All right, I'll take the over on that. Okay.
All right, Jason Tatum's at 13. He's at 13. That's set 17.5 points for the game. That means he has to score 5 more.
I'm going to go over.
Yeah, I'd go over too.
I'm going over.
All right, at what point
would
you
go over? That's fine.
Yeah.
At what point would I go under?
Yeah. 21 and a half?
I was going to say 21.5, yeah.
Yeah, I'd go under.
You're going to? All right, so let's make it 19.5. You going over or under?
You know what? I'll go under because I know you're going to go over.
Yep, I'll take the over. So Keith gets the over. All Sean gets the under.
Under, he's at 13.
And what did we end up setting the Kyrie line at? What did we set it at?
I thought it was 27.5. Is that right?
27.5?
Yeah, well, right.
I have 26.5 written down, but I'm not sure if we should
move that.
Let's
keep it there then, 26.5.
All right, 26.5. We're going to delete all of the Miami stuff since that's a blowout. So forget that. All right, so here we go. Final lines for us in show prop bets. Paul George, 44.5. I'm taking the over. Sean's taking the under. James Harden, we're both going over 36.5. Kyrie, 26.5. I go over. Sean goes under. Tatum, 19.5. I go over. Sean goes under. Rudy Gobert, over under rebounds of 13.5. You're going under. I am going over. Awesome. We will review those probably about 45 minutes or so. Let's keep on with the betting thing here. So when we get back, Sean, I think we should go through some Super Bowl prop bets that people might be interested in. I know you have some. I have some as well. A very good way for people to make some money. And also, listen, maybe you don't love either the Rams or the Patriots. It's a good way for you to stay engaged in that game. More next. Calling the shots. Keith Irizarry.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
Back here, calling the shots. Keith Irizarry, Fantasy Sports Network, Fantasy Sports Radio on Twitter, calling shots FNT. You can hit me on my personal one as well. Keith Irizarry, KEITH IRIZARRY. On the network handle, FNTSY Radio is where our poll question is. What excites you the most about Super Bowl 53? The play on the field. Yeah, that's probably the one that's going to win. Commercials, nothing. Watching Titanic. I went on a little rant about the Titanic. Rose, what a jerk. Anyway, vote on that. 844-84-FNTSY, 844-843-6879. All right, let's stick with the gambling theme. Sean's got a bunch of prop bets that he's looking into. I've made a list of prop bets that I find interesting. So let's mix it up a little bit. All right, so Sean, I think we should talk about some of the pregame props. And Brandon Lang gave us a little tip. Gladys Knight is going to go over 1 minute and 47 seconds. So will you be taking the over in that now that you know?
Yeah. I'm not going to go against Brandon Lang. Yeah, I'm definitely over.
We got to find odds on that. Like, can you find what the line is? I actually want to – now I kind of want to throw money on that. Like, I think I want to just, like,
that.
Spend money. I'm going to – whether it's on, you know, BetDSI, whatever it is, you know, I think I'm just going to bookie AG. I think I'm going to just spend a boatload of money. Greg Peterson, who we had on earlier in the week, it's something he said resonated with me. If you threw $2 on 150 different things, so you're spending $300, there's almost no probability or chance that you would lose it all. Like, you're going to win some money. So, like, I kind of feel like I'm just going to – I might do that. I might just throw, like, sprinkle money all over the place. Not to get political, but did you see this one? Will Gladys Knight take a knee or raise her fist during the anthem?
No.
I thought that was an interesting one.
I don't think
she will either. No. Coin toss, heads or tails. We now know that we're all picking, what did Brandon say? We're
gonna heads,
pick
heads.
Tails.
Matthew Slater.
It's heads.
Heads.
Okay.
Yep.
He always go heads. How about this? Like, just in-game props. Like, first play of the game, run or pass. I always find that to be fun. Which team scores first? Which team will use an instant replay first? Will the first challenge be successful? This was a cool one. Jersey number of the first player to score a touchdown will be odd number or even number.
Oh, I like that. I like that a lot.
Right?
I gotta think
then
about that.
Then there's the...
Yep.
Right? Like, I mean... You got to look at the jerseys and like,
of each player. Like
Brandon
skilled.
Cooks
yep.
is an even number.
James
like you know,
White.
At least I think about that.
28, right?
Yep. Even number 28.
Yeah.
Sony Michelle, even number 26. You know.
Yeah.
Good big. How about this one? I love these crossover ones. What number is going to be greater, Tom Brady passing yards, or the total points scored in the Thunder Celtics game?
Oh, wow, that's a good one. Tom Brady passing yards. They'll be greater.
So that would mean you'd expect Tom Brady to throw for at least, you know, 240 yards or more, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, that's a given.
Yeah. Yeah. I got this one for you. This one I think is clear. You need to know. Jared Goff completions or the number of games Hofstra's men's basketball team has won in a row.
Oh, I got to look at the Hofstra schedule,
it'll be 17. If they win on Saturday, they will have won 17 in a row. Does Jared Goff complete more than 17 passes?
Absolutely, yeah.
All right. Vegas has James White's rushing yardage set as 25.5, okay? So let's not do if you think it's over or under. How about this? James White rushing yards or goals scored by Alex Ovechkin this year?
Oh, that's a good one. Goals scored by Alex Ovechkin this year, I think.
How many does he have? I forgot to look. I think he's got 37. Okay. So you think...
Yeah, I think James White's more catching the ball. Yeah.
All right. There were, how many yards will Goff throw for? That's a 290.5 is what the over-under is set. Todd Gurley, over-under is at 83.5 for rushing yards. There was halftime props or miscellaneous props, you want to call it. I thought this one was cool. What color shirt will Adam Levine wear at the start of the halftime show?
Dude, I'm
black
not a big...
Black or any other color?
I don't know. I don't watch Adam Levine, so I have no way of guessing. I don't know. What does he wear?
He's a big, plain T-shirt guy.
Okay.
So I think he wears either black or he wears white.
Okay. Yeah.
Will Adam Levine wear a hat to start the show?
No.
Because last year, Justin Timberlake came out wearing a hat.
Absolutely not, right? Because most of the clips that I see of that show that he does, The Voice, he has no hat on. So
The Voice, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. First song Maroon 5 plays at halftime.
Ooh, I like that. What are you thinking?
That's
Moves
the
like
love
Jagger.
One. Will She Be Loved? No, I think Moves by Jagger. I don't think it ends up being the first one. I think that ends up being like the second or third one. Get the crowd moving with that one.
Is
you
there
even mix in one of the other people?
Will we see Mick Jagger?
Is no, he's busy having like his 19th child or something like that.
Yeah, he's like 78, right? He's really old.
Did you see that? Yeah, he got his girlfriend or wife or whatever pregnant. He's like 70 something years old.
God bless him. Yeah.
He
God bless him.
I think I want to say he's got like a 40 something year old kid or a 50 something year old kid and now a newborn coming.
Is that fair to the child? I mean, I don't we don't want to get into that, but
yeah, whatever. Go ahead. You want to get into it?
No, I'm thinking.
Is that
it's
fair
not...
to the is that fair to the child? Let's just put it this way: that child will be taken care of financially.
Sure, but that child will also not have a father
ever
most
starve.
Of his life. Anyway,
yeah, that sucks.
Is it irresponsible?
Yeah,
there you
sucks.
Go. Anyway, this is a sports show.
Yeah,
but God bless him. God bless him.
Yeah. All right. I know you had some props. Go ahead. What do you got?
Oh, I wanted to get into some really some fun props. Ready? I had them.
Yep.
Now I'm scrolling down because there's so many to get into, though. All right, ready? Will there be a special teams TD scored in the game? Will there be a defensive or special teams TD in the game? Yes, plus 190. No, minus 220.
I'd go yes on that. The Rams have been very opportunistic all season long. I could totally see a scoop and score, or maybe even a pick six. I might say yes on that.
First score of the game will be a touchdown, minus 190. Any other score, plus 170. Where are you going? First score of the game will be.
I think we get a field goal.
Yeah,
I think we get a field goal to start.
So plus 170. I think a Rams field goal to start.
Mm. Yeah, I can roll with whether it's a Rams or a Patriots field goal. I like that. I like a field goal.
I don't like that one so much. I'm trying to get some fun ones. You know, you're scrolling down here. What will the Patriots do first? You did that already. Score or punt? You did that kind of already.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's – I like
there's,
this.
I know there's
this one.
A prop.
Will the last there's play of the game be a QB rush? Yes or no? Plus one – which includes a kneel down, by the way. Yes, plus 140. No, minus 160.
I would say no, because I think the Patriots are going to score, and then I think the Rams are going to try to come back and falter.
Who will throw an interception first, Tom Brady or Jared Goff? The money, it's even. 110. It's both minus 110.
I think Goff has a hiccup early. I think Goff probably throws one early.
And then we have like Rams wide. Tom Brady... First pass will be complete or incomplete. That's kind of fun. Complete is minus 220. Incomplete is plus 190. How about that? I'm going to say complete.
Bad.
I'd go.
Not bad.
Yeah, I'd say complete. So, yeah, there's no money to be made there. You know?
No, not really much. That's some of the problem with some of these. Like, you go, oh, that's a cool one. And you're like, eh, how am I making money off that?
Yeah. Most of them are pretty, like, you know, 50-50. The 50-50 propositions, basically.
Did you see the one about Donald Trump? Will Donald Trump, before midnight, will Donald Trump tweet a congratulations to the winning team?
Yes. Yes.
I don't know if he gets it in before midnight.
I think he does. The game's going to be over by 10, yeah. 10, 15. I see. Yes.
Is it over? Is it usually over that early? I always feel like it lasts longer than that.
Yeah. And then if you got to think, Kraft's good friends with Donald Trump. So if the Patriots win, you know he's getting on that Twitter account.
Yeah, something to the effect of always great to see a real Patriot win. My friend,
oh boy,
Bob Kraft, congratulations. Can't wait to see you at the house I built.
Oh boy. All right, all right, ready? Here's a couple of good ones. Will there be a safety? Yes.
Like a 14-year-old girl.
No. Will there be a safety? Yes, plus 550. No, minus 800. I say no.
Nah, there's not.
All right, will the game go to overtime?
Nah.
Yes, plus 600. No, minus 900.
What, we've only had one overtime game ever, right?
Well, didn't last year's game go to overtime? I think the last two went to overtime.
It was two in a row? No.
Well, definitely the Atlanta and the New England Patriots, the 51.
Yeah, with the James White scoring at the end.
Yeah.
Last year didn't go to overtime, did it? Why am I know it?
No, it did not. Then. If you say no.
No, I don't think so. No.
No, it didn't. No.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
I think it's only
had
once. And then we had the safety in the Broncos one to start the game. So we've had that before. How about this? Length of America the Beautiful, Chloe Halley, I don't even know who that is singing it. Over 95 seconds or under 95 seconds?
No idea. What are you going to do? I have no idea.
Apparently, this is one that typically would be more.
Okay.
So, yeah. Oh, beautiful for space skies. Four amber waves of grain.
Beautiful.
I sing like an angel, guys. I really do sing like an angel. Speaking of an angel, we'll talk about the Rams coming up next. Calling the shots, Keith Irizarry, Fantasy Sports Network, Fantasy Sports Radio.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Back here calling the shots, Keith Irizarry, Fantasy Sports Network, and Fantasy Sports Radio. 844-84-FNTSY, 844-843-6879. Quick check on the poll question. Had some fun with this one. What excites you the most about the Super Bowl? The play on the field, which is where I would vote. The halftime show, commercials, they've been lackluster lately. Or nothing, we're watching Titanic. That got me into a conversation that we'll do a little bit later. Play on the field is dominating the vote right now at 79%. FNTSY Radio is where you can vote. Let's go to the guest hotline. Bring on Joe Curley, Rams reporter, Ventura County star, VCS Joe Curley on Twitter. What's going on, Joe? How you been?
Wouldn't chicken wings be D? There's got to be some sort of food on that poll.
You know... You're right. Now I realize we missed. All right, so then let's ask you, Joe. If you're at home watching the Super Bowl, what is Joe Curley's Super Bowl food of choice?
Mine would be, probably a nice, sausage, pepper, and onion, sub you could put together. But my brother-in-law, the tradition lately in my family is my brother-in-law goes to this place in L.A. and grabs like $100 worth of chicken wings and just brings them back And last time he went in there, they remembered him, and they called him the Wing King of Los Angeles. So now we call my brother-in-law the Wing King.
I like
that. Great.
Now, all right, so do you host Super Bowl parties, or do you usually go somewhere else?
Yeah, I usually host. Not this year with work going on, but, you know, certainly, you know, so, you know, it's, yeah, usually I like to host. I like to be at home and, you know, let other people come in and, you know, do the work, and everyone brings their own stuff. But yeah, you got to have the chicken wings. I like to make, you know, either some pulled pork or some sort of pepper, sausage, pepper, onion grinder, something like that.
Love it. You make
good
me
stuff,
hungry, dude.
Stuff.
Yeah, making me hungry. Yeah, we, my wife and I host the party all the time. It was handed down from my dad. My parents always hosted it. Now I host it at my house.
Tradition.
It's it's like my high school, a couple of my high school buddies, a couple of college friends, and now it's, you know, children are all involved also and stuff like that. Our staple every year. I don't know why this has become a thing. Maybe it's because at some point I was like a really, I didn't have a lot of money in my early 20s. You know, I was a, sure, you know, just out of college guy. We do pizza. Pizza, like we get good, some good, you know, New York pizza. We do that. And then we're very big in desserts. We do a lot of dessert.
Well, I'm not going to argue with that.
Yeah, that's how we roll. Yeah. So, exactly. All right. So,
pizza,
Joe,
and dessert's good.
Right? No arguments with that. Joe, there are so many storylines in this Super Bowl. Like, I could go on and on and on. The first one I want to just lead with, Todd Gurley. I'm sure you get a lot of questions about this, and he says he's healthy. They say he's healthy. What is your gut feeling about Todd Gurley and how he's been playing lately?
I think he's fine physically. I will say this. Today, the pool report had a quote from Sean McVay that said he's 100%, which normally in an NFL coach talks like that, you would take that with a grain of salt. But I will say, as somebody who has now covered Sean McVay for 2 years, when Sean McVay says something about an injured player on a Friday, he doesn't lie. You can pretty much take it to the bank. This would be a first. If Todd Gurley comes out on Friday or on Sunday and doesn't play well, and then we find out, you know, that's because he had some sort of injury. That will be, in my memory, the first time Sean McVay has kind of led us astray due to injury, in which we know, you know, the Patriots never discuss injuries. All these teams, a lot of times, you know, they'll do you wrong. In my experience, Sean McVay is pretty honest when it comes to most things, and definitely honest when it comes to injury. So I think he's healthy. I just think how do we put this lightly? I just think the NFC Championship game, I think they have that NFL Films shot of him giving the pregame speech, and he was pretty over, you know, he was pretty hyped. Maybe he got a little overheated. And then he had that play get away from him where he caused the interception to start. Yeah. He's normally nails in pass protection, and Pro Football Focus had him for two whiff pass protection. You know, I think it was a quarterback hit in a hurry, and that's not like Todd. And so I think, that he just had a bad day, and maybe, you know, you could argue that maybe the moment was too big for him at that, you know, which makes Sunday really interesting. But I do think, you know, it's I'm glad you brought him up first, because I think he's, besides the quarterback, I think he's the most important player on Sunday. There's not somebody, you know, who plays linebacker for the Patriots that can stay with him. So I think he's got a really good chance to torch the Patriots in the passing game. I don't think they're going to be able to run very well, certainly not between the tackles. But I think he's got a shot to be the MVP. I mean, we almost never see an MVP that's not a quarterback these days. Can't remember the last one off the top of my head. Should probably look that up. But I think Todd Gurley, if the Rams win this game, there's a really good chance you get a huge game out of Todd Gurley because of it.
And, Joe, I'm with you, and I've been saying it all week long, telling my producer, I think if there's one X factor, and it almost feels weird saying it because Todd Gurley is one of the 1, 2, 3, 4 best running backs in the NFL, I think he's the X factor in this one. So I love that you're with me on that one. How about the run game in general? Because obviously, C.J. Anderson coming in towards the end of the year, obviously, you know, he joked about his weight and all that kind of stuff. But the dynamic 1-2 that you could get out of those two, like, how important is C.J. potentially on Sunday?
Yeah, when you look at what the Rams have done in the playoffs, they obviously liked what they I'm going to take you to two plays. I'm going to take you to the 4th-and-1 against the 4th-and-goal against the Cowboys which was a really aggressive, some would say over-aggressive decision out of Sean McVay. Rather than kick the field goal, make it a two-score lead, basically put the game out of reach, he went for it to get that touchdown and really put it away. Pretty surprising, maybe over-aggressive decision, but it worked out. And then remember now, in the NFC Championship game, McVay had the same opportunity where they had the fourth and goal at the goal line late in the game. And rather than, you know, go for the touchdown, they kicked the field goal. And a lot of people thought it was kind of, you know, that those two things didn't line up. And I think it was because they felt like they could run the ball against Dallas and couldn't run the ball consistently. They certainly showed that they struggled to run the ball against the Saints front. So, you know, I think, you know, CJ Anderson's obviously had a tremendous run here. He's got to be one of the great December pickups in NFL history. I mean, when was the last time somebody, you know, was able to join a team off the street and have the impact that he's had? But I don't see him having a huge impact in this game. I think this is a girly game. I think the Rams are more of a pass protecting offensive line. I don't see them kind of blowing holes in the middle of that Belichick defense. CJ Anderson will probably get some run and short yardage, you know, maybe some first half stuff, you know, as they kind of poke and prod and try to figure out what the two teams are doing. But I do think it's a girly game. You're going to see a lot more outside zone, you know, a lot more, you know, some, you know, in terms of the run game. I don't expect the Rams to really do too much running wise. I think the Patriots are the interesting thing with the, you know, how much they use 21 personnel and how light the Rams are beyond that defensive line. I do think, you know, the storyline coming in is Aaron Donald and will he be a game wrecker? And I kind of fear for that storyline because I think they're going to be focused. The defensive line's job in this game is going to be stop the run first and then get to Brady. And I don't think the Rams, you know, I think they're going to be focused on getting that 21 personnel off the field, not getting beat with, you know, by Sony Michel, kind of the way that the Chiefs were dominated in the first half. You know, the Rams are a defense. They want to have Nickel Roby Coleman on the field. They want to be in nickel. They got light linebackers as it is. And in some of those ways, maybe not the, you know, coverage wise, but certainly in terms of personnel, they look like the defenses that the Patriots have seen the first two rounds of the playoffs, you know, light pass first defenses. And so it really, a lot of the pressure in this game, a lot of the breaking point that's going to determine, you know, who wins in this game, or at least who controls most of it, is going to be in Ndamukong Suh and Aaron Donald and Michael Brockers. And if they're going to be able to shut down that Patriot run game, Sony Michel, James Devlin, that 21 personnel, and, you know, force the Patriots to, you know, to look like a passing team and you know, not run the ball down their throat.
He's Joe Curley, Rams reporter, Ventura County's star, VCS Joe Curley on Twitter, joining me, calling the shots, Keith Irizarry. You mentioned Roby Coleman, so I guess I should ask you about him. Much ado about nothing, his comments about Tom Brady, or did he, you know, I mean, maybe speak a little bit out of turn? Like, what was your takeaway?
I found it pretty hysterical because, you know, Roby, I mean, obviously, he was kind of at the center of, you know, one of the firestorms of the season already in terms of the Saints stuff. And, like, he just kind of – I felt like that the night – the day, that whole opening night – I mean, we had just had him at the facility in Thousand Oaks where he shut down every question and was joking that, you know, ask me about Julian Edelman. You know, there was this huge throng at his locker, and he was like, you guys are here to talk about Edelman, right? And everyone was laughing and so he's in the middle of it already. And then he steps in it with the Brady stuff. And I feel like he got like seven different ways, you know, seven different opportunities to change that and walk it back. And he walked it back and then he walked it sideways and then he walked it forward again. I mean, if you just pulled his quotes just from opening night, whether it was the NFL Network or stuff that he said to other reporters or, you know, the stuff earlier in the day that was reported. I mean, you could have written any story you wanted. It was like a poo-poo platter. It was absolutely insane. It was a reporter's poo-poo platter. And so obviously everybody's going to pick, you know, Tom Brady's too old and he's, you know, he can't do it. And,
You know, so, and I think it's interesting because I think he's, Roby Coleman's one of the underrated aspects of this game. He's a slot corner who the Rams gave a lot of money to in the offseason. He got a huge raise. He's an LA guy. He obviously played in the AFC, you know, the AFC East. He's already played the Patriots, plenty of experience against the Patriots. And if you look at the PFF numbers, he's been, you know, with all the big names, with Tlaib, with Peters, with Joyner, who got a big, you know, he's on the franchise tag this year. He was their best pass coverage guy this year. And so a lot of what he does kind of makes that, you know, everything kind of work at the back end. And so I think he's going to get the first crack at Edelman, which makes him super important. So, you know, I do think, you know, when you go into this game with Mikel Roby Coleman at the center of controversy, that's when you're – I mean, who knows where his head's going to be on Sunday. So, you know, I think that's a fascinating thing to follow because he's another key player in this game.
Joe, I got about 20 seconds with you. Give me your final prediction.
Yeah, I went on a Rams podcast earlier this week, and everybody was picking the Rams, obviously, because it's a Rams podcast. And I have been pretty 50-50 on this game. You know, depending on where the wind blows, I've been kind of teetering back and forth. And, you know, because of that, I gave Pats 31-28, just because I think the experience, you know, you're talking about the youngest head coach. You know, Sean McVay is legit. Everything about him, the guy, what he's done, think of where this team was. Absolutely legit. But, you know, I think the gulf in experience from the franchise basis is too much not to pick Belichick and Brady. But I do think if anybody can do it, it's, you know, it's Sean McVay. The guy's legit. This is just the first of, you know, what could be multiple trips for this team.
Joe, you are the best. I know it's been a busy week and it's a busy night, so I appreciate you stopping by and joining me on the program, man.
Anytime you guys need me. Appreciate it.
There he is, Joe Curley. Ventura County Star, Rams reporter, VCS, Joe Curley. Love catching up with him. A lot of good insight there. I also love when the experts, the insiders, agree with me. Todd Gurley, X Factor. More next. Calling the shots. Keita Rizzari.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
Yes. Man, 2 hours. Woo! I know all about that. I'm telling you. We're back. Calling the shots. Keith Rizzari, Fantasy Sports Network, Fantasy Sports Radio. 844-84-FNTSY, 844-843-6879. A story that got subtle comments, but maybe needs more. We talked about this a week and a half ago. I met Kyler Murray the day after the Heisman. Great kid, easy to root for. So over the last couple days, he's been doing the media rounds on Media Row, and of course, he's getting the same question over and over and over. Yesterday on NFL Network, he responded. The question is, you know, what's your plan? You know, NFL, MLB, you know, whatever. Right now, I'm just working out, happy to be at the Super Bowl. And he was very non-committal about any decision going forward. He was asked it several times, and he refused to kind of say football or baseball what he's choosing. And that is his right, clearly. He was on the Dan Patrick Show, DP Show, earlier. The sound was crazy. Dan does such a good job asking questions, and he's very, you know, laid back. And this went on for, I think the clip was about 2.5 minutes, where Dan just was simply, you know, so are you going to be going to the combine? And Kyler's response was, Yeah. Okay. So are you going to be, is your plan to go? And the funniest part of the interview was at the end when Dan Patrick said, you had to have expected doing all of this media this week, this was a question that was going to be routinely asked. And his response was, yeah, and, you know, I think I've gotten good at answering the question. I'm giving a good answer. And Dan goes, no, you're not. You're not answering the question. And he goes, I know. And it was just like cricket, like one of those, boom, where like oh my, like record scratches, all that kind of stuff. And it was clear that Kyler ain't going to let nobody in on exactly what's going on right now. It is his prerogative. I don't know if he was forced to be there for Media Row. Knows what's coming. And I would love an answer. I love an answer. I want an answer. We'll get more answers coming up. Our news update, calling the shots, Keith Irizarry.